Mira and Harper Audio present Sisters by Choice by Susan Mallory, performed by Tanya Eby. Chapter 1. 8 years after her divorce, Sophie Lane still wasn't very good at dating. She supposed she only had herself to blame. If she really put herself out there, as her cousin Christine was always saying, she could find someone. From Sophie's point of view, there were multiple problems with that statement. First, Christine had married her high school sweetheart after graduation and had been happily married for the past 16 years. She wasn't exactly someone who should be giving dating advice. Second, Sophie didn't have a lot of time to put herself out there. She was busy. She owned a company and she loved her company and all the hard work that went into keeping it successful. To be honest, her business was way more interesting than any man, which might be a big part of the dating problem. That and, well, the actual dating. Getting dressed up, meeting for dinner, listening to a man talk about himself for 3 hours wasn't exactly how she wanted to spend a lone evening when she wasn't dealing with some crisis at the office. Plus, she never quite understood all the rules. She was pretty sure it was supposed to be sex after 3 dates, but that didn't work for her. If she liked a guy and wanted to have sex with him, why did she have to wait? She was busy. If she had the interest and the time on the first date, then her feeling was, why not just do it, clear her head, so to speak, and happily get on with her life? Because if she didn't want to do it on date one, there was no way she was interested on date 3. By then, the guy had probably annoyed her 57 ways to Bakersfield.